Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's talk to our main man when it comes to all the news in the NFL. We have Adam Kaplan, who joins us every week during the football season. Adam, good morning. It's been a great couple of weeks for Chiefs fans with Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones signing their deals. Let's start with Mahomes. What did you think of that giant contract, Adam Kaplan?
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. Look, the criticisms I get of 10 years, you know, why would he want to do that? But, look, there's a severe penalty. If the Chiefs try to get out early, they're going to have to pay him a lot of money that for him not being on the football team. That's the give and take that they had. Both sides certainly got things that they were looking for in this. The Chiefs wanted to lower Mahomes' base salaries the next two seasons to create cap space. That helped them bring in Chris Jones, you know, obviously to get his extension done. So there were some gives and takes from both sides. And I'll make this prediction. I do not believe he'll ever finish this 10-year deal. I think with the way that once we get through the what we're dealing with as a country, later in his contract, the contract, believe it or not, will be outdated in terms of money per season. We'll see quarterbacks getting $47 to $50 million a season way down the line. And that's when he'll want to get his contract redone. And, again, I highly doubt that. And remember, they have him for 12 years now, 10-year extension with 2 years left. It's highly doubtful that he'll finish his contract.
That could be a good thing for the team, too, though, right? Like, it seems like when the Patriots were going through their thing with Tom Brady, they'd kind of renegotiate every couple of years to move some money around so that it would give them a little more flexibility. I would imagine that's not a problem for the Chiefs, and they expect that same thing that you do.
Yeah, look, when you talk about Brady, Brady took extremely team-friendly deals that where it was really one-sided. He felt like he wanted to help the team out. This contract clearly helps the team out early on, but again, they're kind of married to each other by structure. It's certainly the most unique structure that I've seen. There are a bunch of what are called advanced guarantees where if Mahomes is on the roster March of 2021, his base salaries are fully guaranteed the next season. The next two seasons. So they're going to have to make a decision early in this contract whether to keep him or move on with him. If they keep him for a couple of years, it's almost certain he's going to play. He's going to finish out minimum of 6 years. It's just the way the contract structure is. Again, it's a unique structure, and I give Lee Steinberg, his agent, credit, and really Brett Veach and their contract negotiator, Tillis, did a great job here, and it's certainly unique, and the great thing is you never have to worry about him coming back or not coming back. He's locked in for a long time, and they're happy to have him.
Adam Kaplan's our guest. And look, a lot of people were pretty pessimistic around here when it came to the Chiefs and their chances of agreeing to a deal with Chris Jones before yesterday's 3 o'clock deadline, but they did it. And, I mean, it's amazing. The players they've been able to retain, they've added some pieces. And they get their two biggest priorities, at least in this offseason, taken care of. What did you think of the money and the structure and how they were able to come to an agreement with Chris Jones?
Yeah, so his agents, the real money is this. He'll get, according to his agents, he gets $37 million fully guaranteed at signing. It's a good number. It's a workable number and structure. They could get out. I haven't seen the full structure, but it seems like they get out after 2 years with not a severe penalty. But it's $20 million a year. Look, that's a lot for a guy. Let's face it, we've talked about Chris Jones on your show for the last couple of years. When he brings it, he's a top three defensive tackle. He doesn't always play at that same level. The intensity from personnel people is you want to see it every game, but he's a dominant football player. And, you know, the other thing is here, when you really look at their defensive tackle rotation, They're not. That's a position where, other than Jones, they're not super strong at. They cannot afford to walk away from this player. They couldn't do it. And that's kind of, I think, when push came to shove. Look, they drafted him. They know the player. He wanted to be there. They wanted him back. They had to figure out a way to make it work. $20 million a year is kind of the number now for defensive tackles. It's along the lines of all the top guys, and it would be hard to pay him less than that. And, you know, 37 fully guaranteed at signing is a fair number for defensive tackle that still is in his prime. Now, Buckner's deal with the Colts is better, but the reason is it's Buckner's got positional versatility. It's Forrest Buckner, who was traded to the Colts, you could play him at D tackle, you could play him at end. I know some people had asked me about this, and just Buckner, and by the way, Buckner around the league is seen as a better football player.
I'm just curious, just overall, Adam, are you surprised that Brett Veach was able to work all this out? I mean, I think a lot of us felt like there's just not that much money to go around to be able to bring this entire team back the way that he has. Does it surprise you?
I'd say in March I was not exactly sure if they'd be able to get Chris Jones back, and every indication I was getting was like, yeah, probably not going to happen. Doesn't look good. We'll see what happens. But you know, Brant Tillis, who does their contracts, came up with a unique structure for the Mahomes contract where they can get relief in the first 2 years. Then obviously it starts really hitting in year three, and that would allow them to bring back Chris Jones. You got to be the National Football League right now. You got to be very, very creative. And by the way, as you've probably noticed, yeah, there are a couple of guys who got contracts that were on the franchise tag, but overall, there are not a lot of extensions have been done around the National Football League because of the pandemic, and teams are, they want to know what the cap's going to be next year. Is it going to be flat? Is it going to go down? It certainly probably will not go up. And then you ask yourself this question, what kind of cash are you going to have on hand if we do not have fans at football games? There's going to be a significant monetary loss for all 32 teams. So that does play into this, and I have to give Brett Veach credit here. And obviously Andy Reid, who's the head coach, they've known each other for obviously many years from their days in Philly. This is really a situation where everything seems to be working with their front office and their coaching staff. And I would tell you from talking to so many teams, this doesn't always work out, but they've had a good plan. And you know, to your question, I'm a little surprised that they were able to get this done like they did, but they came up with some unique structures.
I would like to hear your opinion on Brett Veach overall as a GM, because we're still, you know, it's early in his tenure. We're still getting to know him and what he's all about. He's already got a Super Bowl championship. But after he took over for John Dorsey, I think some people assumed, okay, this means Andy's going to have more power, and, you know, are we going to go down the same road that he went in Philadelphia? But it doesn't appear that way. He already had that previous relationship with Brett Veach and trusted him. But I think more people are starting, and you tell me if this is true around the league, to give Brett Veach credit and understand that, look, the Chiefs have a lot of great components here. Maybe they have one hell of a young GM, too.
Yeah, it's interesting. Brett Veach, you know, to be honest here, no one in Philly thought he would ever be a GM. Maybe a personnel director. It just was not... You know, talking to guys who work with Brett, liked him a lot, good person, down to earth, honest person, never saw him as a GM. And, you know, you never know what happens to someone when they're put in this position. And by the way, technically, as I understand it, Veach technically, if you look at his contract, has control, but Andy is there and Andy brought Brett in, so you kind of know they're working hand in hand here. And look, it's not a secret, Brett pushed for Mahomes. So the guy that he wanted. Thank goodness that everyone listened to him, including John Dorsey. And you know, Andy Reid got the job done, obviously bringing him in. And they've had a great working relationship. And the thing that other teams, like, I'll give you a really good story. So a couple teams that were trying to make trades with them over the last couple of years. When you look at sort of the players that the Chiefs were trying to move, including Marcus Peters, you know, Veach, a couple teams told me, was straight up honest. He's like, look, we can't keep the player anymore. We want to move him. You know, I guess whatever he could tell them, he told them to let them know why, because they had questions. Why would you move a fantastic player? And they said that, look, the relationship is beyond its control. We need to move him. And I think teams really appreciated that. That it's rare for personnel people just to lay it out there and be honest, but that tells you what kind of man Brett Veach is, and it's a really remarkable story. And this is just the beginning for him. I mean, when you look at this roster, they're relatively young. They've got the best quarterback in the league who's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. This is a great setup. You guys are, as fans you're listening, you guys are in a pretty damn good shape here. It's pretty remarkable.
All right, so now we just want to see a season. We just want to see the Kansas City Chiefs get to go out there and defend this Super Bowl and try to get another one. What's your temperature, metaphorically speaking, pun intended there? Where are you at in terms of your optimism for them getting started and being able to pull this thing off in the fall?
Yeah, I would tell you that up to 2 weeks ago, I was pretty optimistic. I'm less optimistic that there'll be a season just from talking to really coaches and executives and just hearing the players speak. They're very concerned. It's not going to be easy because if you see the virus rates around the country, particularly NFL cities that are going up, in Florida, obviously, you've got three teams there. Certain NFL cities have higher numbers. I highly doubt that we'll have fans. The NFL, as I understand, is not giving up the hope that we could have, that each game could have a limited amount of fans. But the reality is, it's probably not going to happen. And look, this is just we just want a season. The NFL will do all that it can to have a season. But remember, the NFL and NFLPA now are going back and forth with the rules of the season, contract issues due to the pandemic. The NFL wants money back. Players don't want to give it back. There are a lot of challenges. Also, one other thing. The preseason has not been settled yet. It'll be 0, 1, or 2 games. The players don't want any games. The owners want 2. We'll see what happens there. So there's a lot to get through here. But if these COVID numbers don't start dropping soon, the NFL, look, they could wait till mid-August to make a decision on whether it can delay the season. There's no talk of delaying the season. They don't even want to talk about it right now. They're obviously looking at Major League Baseball and the NBA and NHL about how they're holding it, particularly MLB and NBA with how those leagues are handling themselves here. So keep an eye on that as well.
Adam Kaplan has been our guest. And Adam, to wrap things up, let's end on a positive note and assume that there's going to be a season. I mean, the Chiefs are a big favorite, right? I mean, after everything they've done this offseason and brought everyone back, I mean, let's get on the field. Let's go. They're going to repeat. Adam.
Oh yeah. Well, look. Let's put it this way. They found a way to get Watkins back. He, as he said, how could I want to leave? He knew he was taking a pay cut, a pretty significant one, if he was coming back. That I remember being at the combine and, hearing from the Chiefs like they were going to cut his number, and he agreed to it. They love Mecole Hardman. They got Chris Jones back. They were able. That's a huge move. Do not underestimate how big that is. And remember, this is Bags' second full year as a defensive coordinator. The defense will get better. Most of their players are back. I mean, it's a good thing. They're clearly the favorite to win the Super Bowl again, but the Ravens are going to be heard from. Their roster is really, really terrific. To me, they're the number two team right now. Now, not only in the AFC, you can make the argument that they're the number two team in the National Football League, so that'll be a great battle.
Who else do you like in the AFC?
I would say that in the AFC, I like the Bills to improve. They brought just about everybody back. The Titans may have a little bit of a drop-off, although they were one of my surprise teams last year, the Niners and Titans. The Titans may drop off just a little bit. Boy, there's a real drop-off. You can make the argument that the Bills are the number three team. I'm just a little bit concerned about Josh Allen's consistency. New England, obviously, with Cam Newton, that's an interesting move. We've got to see how that works out. Cam is having to learn the offense on the run here. And Pittsburgh's going to be very good. They get Ben Roethlisberger back. Those, to me, are the top teams right now in the National Football League, in the AFC. And then NFC-wise, obviously San Francisco's going to be very good. Seattle's going to be good. New Orleans is my top team right now in the NFC. Drew Brees is back for yet another season. They have a fantastic roster. I think they've got the best roster in the NFC. And then Philly is interesting. They've had, unfortunately, a couple of guys get hurt, particularly Brandon Brooks, their star guard, and they brought Jason Peters back. Those are the top teams right now, I think, in the NFC.
Adam, it's always great talking to you. We hope to talk to you again real soon. Thank you for the time.
Guys, got it. Thank you.
That is Adam Kaplan and Jake Gutierrez. That is the Border Patrol with Steven and Nate being on time.
Wow.
React. Immediate reaction.
Thumbs up. Big thumbs up. Two of them. And here,
oh, that's his thumb. All right, good.
Yeah, that's the thumb. Here, let's see what else I got here for you.
Unbelievable.
Let's see. I might have. Now, here you go. This is for you guys.
That's also for the grand opening of the new Schlotzky's in Raymore at 2023 Foxwood Drive. Again, they're offering a buy any entree, get a second one free all day in Raymore, 2023 Foxwood Drive. And you could buy a VIP swag bag that includes a two-pack of Cinnabon Classic Rolls, a Schlotzky's refillable tumbler truck, tumbler cup, and much more. You'll get a VIP card to buy one, get one free entrees for a full year. That's a full year of BOGOs, of their serious sandwiches, pizza, salads, and more. July 16th, today, a great day, a delicious day at Schlotzky's. That swag bag includes the 52-week buy one, get one free entree card that's good at all locations. Olathe, Overland Park, Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and, of course, Raymore. That the we're celebrating the grand opening in Raymore, so stop by Raymore today. Get a two-pack of Cinnabons in that swag bag, a reusable 20-ounce Schlotzky's tumbler cup, reusable and insulated catering bag, and a Schlotzky's Frisbee. Tremendous value for only $30. They start selling those at 9. You can get them through the drive-thru, or you can go in and get them. And again, you can stop by all day long, all day strong at the new Schlotzky's in Raymore at 2023 Foxwood Drive, and you can get a buy one, get one free entree. Buy any entree, get a second one free at Schlotzky's in Raymore. It's the grand opening of the Schlotzky's in Raymore at 2023 Foxwood Drive. Stop by and see them and tell them Stephen St. John sent you. And right now, we're going to give away one of those swag bags. Jake, you pick caller number what? Come on.
Let's go caller number 8. It's coming up on 8 o'clock.
Boring.
Caller number 8.
100. 800. Number hey, 810.
That's fun.
Hey, I'm gonna answer 810 calls here.
Do it.
You're caller 1. You're caller 809. Ah, you're a winner. Caller 810.
Jake. There it is. We're going to give away a couple of more swag bags between now and 10 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 810. It's Schlotzky's. It's grand opening day in Raymore on Sports Radio 810 WHB. There's nothing so bad.